On this episode of the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast, we've been playing Rangers of Shadowdeep again. This time we did Scenario 2 of The Missing, which is called The Infected Trees, but it was more like Infected Ruins for us due to a complete lack of any tree-based terrain on my part. Anyway, I took the recorder along, so we were able to have a pre, mid and post-game chat over what was a really enjoyable challenge. Just before we get to that conversation though, here's a wee treat for you. It's a short audio drama that I'm sure we could all relate to. It's called Roll to Hit.
Oh, right, Dougal, what are we up against here?
It looks like zombies.
Zombies, aye. Well, could have been worse, I suppose.
Could it?
Aye. Could have been orcs. Or demons. Or both.
Since when could orcs ally with demons?
Since Hero Quest. Anyway, those miniature agnostic rule sets are all the rage these days. I was speaking to a pal of mine's in the tavern last week. Said he'd recently come up against a warband of Monster in My Pockets mounted on My Little Ponies.
Well, cavalry's not what it used to be. Anyway, it's zombies for us. I suppose thinning them out from range makes sense before we go wading in with the swords.
A grand strategy, Dougal. Did you remember to equip your bow?
I did indeed. I've just picked them off in order of proximity. I think they're heading this way, actually.
Well, at only movement 3, we'll have plenty of time. Ready?
Aye.
Whoa, hang on, hang on.
What?
We need to roll to hit.
Right enough, aye. Of course.
Okay, so your archery skill is 2.
No, it's not.
This is?
No, it's not. It's 4.
It's 2.
It's definitely 4, Leon. Look it up if you like.
Alright. It's actually 1.
1?
Yes, Dougal, 1.
Fair enough. Pass me the D6 then.
Hold your horses. We've some modifiers to add first.
Right, okay. Be quick about it then. We're getting closer.
Don't you worry about that. I know this book like the back of my hand. Now, was it page 613? Nope. Page 639, I think. Got it. Okay, let's see now. Weather, inclement. Visibility, poor. Posture, below average.
There's nothing wrong with my posture, you cheeky bastard.
Well, I've seen better. Now, sharpness of arrow tip. Type of tree arrow shaft was cut from. Type of soil the tree that the arrow shaft was cut from was grown in.
Are you for real?
Wish, Dougal. I'm trying to count. Bowstring. What's your bowstring made of?
What's it made of?
Yeah, as in, you know, animal hide, plant fibres, the pubic hair of a minotaur.
I think it's pubic hair of a minotaur, aye. How?
Righto. So that, minus that, minus that, minus that, minus those, gives us 78d6 to hit.
78d6?
Yep. That's not too bad, actually. I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, I am, I suppose. It's just that I started with an archery skill of 1, and then all your modifiers seem to be a wee bit on the negative side. And I'm actually just firing one arrow here.
I know, but you've got to think of all these potential hits as the nuances of where the arrow could embed itself. Severing tissue, puncturing vital organs, you know, that sort of thing.
There's only one vital organ on a zombie, as far as I know.
Aye, well, you better aim for that then, eh? Ready?
Ready.
All right, let fly, Dougal.
There we go. I think I got that one at the front.
That remains to be seen, I'm afraid. I need to look through all these dice and discard the misses, and then we need to roll to wound.
Roll to wound? But you were just on about severing tissues and puncturing vital organs. Do they not count as wounds?
Not on zombies, Dougal. You said it yourself. There's only one place worth hitting on those maggot-infested sacks of shit.
Well, be quick about it. They're getting really close now.
You're right. I'm not sure I'll be able to find all these dice in time. I've got another rule set here, actually. That might be a better option. We'd only need a D20 for that.
Okay. And do you have a D20?
Do I have a D20? I've got one right here in my satchel.
Right, well, let's get on with it then.
It's actually a D12.
Leon, at this rate we're going to get torn apart here. Maybe we should pull back a wee bit, then revisit this attack.
I suppose that could be a decent plan. Come on, let's go.
Aye, let's.
Oh, wait, hang on though.
What now?
I just need to check your movement.
It's 5.
5, yes, but you need to roll on the fleeing table first.
The fleeing table? But I'm not fleeing. This is more of a tactical retreat.
I think we'd better roll on it to be on the safe side. Don't worry, we'll just need the D12 here, which is handy.
Right, give me it here quickly then.
And so long as you don't roll a 1, everything looks to be just... Ah.
For the love of fuck, what does it say then?
Let's see now. A 1. Defecated breeches. Ooh. A sharp cramp in your stomach is followed by a warm and violent explosion in your underpants. As the contents of your bowels trickle down your legs and into your boots, your adrenaline-fueled sprint is reduced to a disillusioned trot.
You mean to say I just rolled a 1 and shit myself?
That's what it says here, Dougal. Page 915.
So what's my movement now?
Well, it's down to 2, but...
But?
But you also have to miss a turn.
Miss a turn? But they're just about on us. I'll be killed.
I'm sorry, Dougal. You've still got your sword, though. You'll maybe fight your way out yet. I'll just leave this book with you. Oh, and you'll find any dice you need on the ground. Good luck.
Oh, aye, and what about you? Why are you no rolling on the fleeing table?
No, I've got a special ability that covers that sort of thing. I took it instead of a bow. Didn't have enough points for both. Cheerio now.
Oh, thanks very much. Very heroic of you. Leon. Leon, don't just leave me here. Hang on. I've got a reroll. Leon, you didn't tell me I had a reroll. Ah, right. Sorry, lads, if I could just grab a few of those D6 a sec, and... I was watching the HeroQuest advert, because it's on YouTube, the 1991, I think it came out, and I noticed that the guy says in it, like... fight barbarians, but I don't think you did fight barbarians, did you? You were
not unless you're a skeleton,
yeah,
or something.
So even like the advert, they probably got a brief for the company and they've somehow messed it up. So
maybe it's HeroQuest for the middle class, where they just go out fighting the proletariat. You
yeah,
know?
You take over the bad guys,
fight the uncultured swines.
aye, so Rangers of Shadowdeep, we make a return here, Robert, and the last. Episode on the last game that we had, we were in a deserted village finding out what had happened. We rescued a drunk civilian. I've brought him along today. He's still there. So yeah, we discovered that these zombies kicking about in this village had become zombies because of giant spiders. So that's obviously the correlation there.
That's a twist.
So talk us through the... Well, firstly, let's just give the listener a bit of a picture on what's going on here today with the scenario.
Yes. So, examining the bodies of the zombies, along with the other clues from the village, left little doubt. The village had been attacked by some horrific species of giant spider, whose venom reanimated the dead. It's nice to see bats and monkeys not getting the blame for once, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, opening the wrong book after 1,000 years. Thankfully, such creatures move slowly. Likely they will have retreated to the nearest shelter to slowly feast upon the missing villagers. Yeah, thankfully. Okay. Your duty is clear. Taking just enough time to patch up your wounds and make a quick pyre for the dead, you set off after the spiders, following their faint but unique tracks. Well, 4 on each side, right? After nearly a day's pursuit, the tracks lead into a small forest. Chances are, the spiders are not too deep in the woods. You must find them, destroy them, and any nests they might have made. And, if you are lucky, rescue any survivors.
Yeah, it'd be good to find a pal for the wee drunk guy there, because to be honest, I can't see him surviving. He's we've got his stats here, we've been given. So again, you're not meant to take him along, but you can do what you want, can't you? So movement 3, fight 0, armor 10, health 5. Can't see him having much of an impact, but I think he killed a rat on the last adventure. So
yeah,
the guy might surprise you.
He could be like a Scooby-Doo character who dresses up as a barmaid or something and like entices all the evils to chase him round the corner where the real warriors are waiting and give them a hiding.
Yeah, he essentially is just bait here, isn't he?
Yeah.
So the setup, it says the scenario is played on a 2.5-foot by 2.5-foot table. So the thing is with this, the scenario as it's written, it's supposed to be a forest. I don't actually have any tree terrain at all, but I've got loads of ruins, so I've kind of redone it. So it's a big ruined, I don't know, city, town, whatever, cathedral.
Looks
a bit like St Andrew's Abbey, I suppose.
So
the spiders are essentially the American tourists, and we're going to relieve them of their cash before they get to the golf course and spend it all there.
Wow, it really is like St Andrew's.
Yeah. So, what we've got to do here is, you see the cocoons as well. We've got various spider cocoons. I've got cotton wool balls. I'm going to put a photo of this. We'll go to bedroombattlefields.com/spiders. That sounds like a good, memorable URL, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we've got to search these cocoons. Well, I don't think we have to. We can search these cocoons. It would benefit us for getting some points, maybe saving some people.
Yeah.
And then up the top of the table there, we'll work our way through these ruins. You'll see I've got 4 red dice there with skulls on them. Those represent the nests. They were supposed to be nest trees that we set fire to. That essentially we could just say that they're nests built in these ruins.
Yeah.
That we're going to set fire to. So either way, a fire's getting set, one way or another.
Absolutely.
So, we've got Rangers Grub and Harold Half-Orc joined by, you've got your companions Fungus and Count Gunther.
Yeah.
I've got Boris the Barbarian and Vinny the Vulture. So I take a sort of zoo approach with my companions, obviously. So, yeah, ready to dive in, and then we'll catch up after the fact and see how we got on.
Let's take the fight to the evil.
Hero Quest. Deep inside another dimension, face battling barbarians and evil magic on a quest for adventure in a maze of monsters. This is Hero Quest, the fantasy adventure game where winning means mastering the arts of combat.
I'll use my broadsword.
And magic.
Fire of Wrath.
Once you get into it, you'll never be the same. Hero Quest. Now with 2 new adventure packs, the legend grows.
Right, so half-time report from the battlefield. Not going so well, is it?
It's not going as well as I would like, that's for sure. My ranger, he's done all right. He's had to run in and help manually, though. With a hand weapon. Fun Gus is not having a fun time.
He got poisoned or diseased last time.
Yeah.
He found a potion, so he was fine for this game, but he's back to he's poisoned again,
He was diseased last time. he put all that behind him to get poisoned by a spider this time. He's now on 3 health. He's down to 30%. He's cowering in one of the corners of the ruins right now. Thinking, this is fine because I've got 3 companions who are going to do my fighting for me. Our 3 companions, including the ranger, Count Gunther, and someone I just named Bantersaurus.
The drunk villager from the last mission.
Yeah.
Talk us through that, because he bit, from what it looked like there, the zombie that appeared from one of the cocoons, you've got your ranger and Count Gunther, your companion, fighting him. So this drunk guy wades in. So he's got a +4. He really, you fancy him to take out this zombie, and then what happens?
Really high roll for the zombie, 3 times in a row against my ranger, against Count Gunther, and finally he rolled 19 against Bantasaurus, whose low health and low armour were not enough to keep him in the fight.
Yeah, at the moment, just looking over here at the... We've taken out 5 spiders, killed 5 spiders so far. I've had a bit of disaster on my side of the table. Vinny the Vulture sitting up there on a rooftop, he's just out the way. To be honest, I'm not really sure what to do with him because he's not a great fighter or that. I don't think he could do the searching and stuff. I just don't know. I think he might be the wrong choice of companion. I've found a survivor, got a little villager down there. He's got like a chef's hat and an apron and a ladle. So I found him in a cocoon. Down there, Boris the Barbarian, he was fighting a couple of spiders. He's ended up taking a fair bit of damage and he's got poisoned. My ranger as well, Harold Half-Orc, he lost a bad fight to one of the spiders and he's got poisoned. When you get poisoned, that's you down to one activation a turn, so it's really not going great at the moment. Like, we've killed five spiders, but at the same time, there's two zombies on the table now that we've not been able to deal with.
Yeah, and on the plus side, we've now got Gordon Ramsay fighting with us.
Yeah, that's true.
Brilliant.
And we're still really not at the point where we're starting to deal with these nests as well. So there's still three cocoons on the table and the five nests that we need to go and torch. So, yeah, there we go.
Difficult days.
So we got to the end of that, Robert, just.
Yeah.
Bit heartbreaking because there was four nests to set fire to, and we did. We made a conscious effort in that last couple of turns. We were aware of the clock running down, so we got up there and we got rid of all those nests. And then the very last activation card made us put another nest on the table, and it was out of reach, heartbreakingly, of it. Well, my companion, it would have been within his reach, but because he was poisoned, he only had one activation.
Yeah.
So he could only have got to it. He couldn't have got rid of it.
And we had to put it in a random place, and then randomly it came up miles from everywhere.
Yeah. And you know what's heartbreaking here is that would have got us 8 points for getting rid of all the nests. And that doesn't seem a lot, but we had 17 experience points going into this. We've earned ourselves 80 points combined for everything we've done in this scenario. So that takes us to, if my maths are correct, 97. Mm. We needed 100 points to level up.
Oh.
So we've dropped that like at the very last second. That's been snatched away. So we can't level up. So I think the companions, they'll get two points each, which that just builds up over time. But it stops our rangers leveling up to level two. So that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah, but you might find that we'll suddenly level up quite quickly into two and then three in quick succession.
Yeah, I mean, you don't lose the points. It's just, that's the wee things that the game throws you, though, with those activation cards. That's what keeps it interesting to the very end. You know, it's not like we're just running the ball into the corner flag. Like, we knew that things could turn even at the end. I think that's why it was important to get rid of those nests as well, points aside, because you don't know, you could pull a card out and it's like 100 zombies come out of this nest now.
So, per nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's good because the event cards, as we were saying during it, are specific to the scenario.
Yeah.
So it's not just put, you know,
generic,
red 5.
Yeah. 20 Chaos Warriors arrive and there's no fluff reason why that would have happened.
A giant shark is in the woods.
So how did our team come through? So we saved... We found and saved two survivors. The survivor that we brought along, the drunk guy from the last one, he died, unfortunately. We got a few guys poisoned. So my ranger, he got poisoned. So he was walking about with one activation. Boris the Barbarian. Count Gunther, did he get poisoned? Or was it Fungus?
Fungus got poisoned, yeah.
As he does.
Gunter did come a little bit of a cropper against a zombie and he lost a good portion of his health. 2/3 of it, in fact, down to 4. But he's not poisoned.
Mm.
So that's something.
So I don't think we need to roll on anything for next time because nobody's been reduced to 0 health.
Yeah, like permanent injuries and stuff, yeah. I was going to ask if the poison is assumed to be removed.
Yeah, it lasts until the end of a scenario.
Right.
So, yeah, the poison will get over that.
Like a hangover.
The elephant in the room, or the vulture in the room, as it was, is Vinny the Vulture. So he got, he didn't die the last time, but he got eliminated from play and had to roll. And it turned out he was fine, so he played in this encounter. But I don't know. There must be scenarios where, for the listener's benefit, he counts as a raptor in the book. Let me just... That's Robert pouring his coffee and not urinating, for what it's worth. Although maybe he was.
I thought I could do it quietly, but I forgot about the laws of physics.
So yeah, raptor. He counts as like a hawk, a falcon, another sort of bird of prey. But he can't carry treasure or items. Limited skill rolls, perception 4. So I'm assuming when you get to scenarios where there's maybe hidden enemies or stuff like that, you could use them to find things.
Yeah.
But as far as I could see, he couldn't set fire to those nests today, which makes sense. I don't think he could search the cocoons. I don't think.
Well, I don't see anything that says he can't, but it makes sense that he couldn't open a padlock on a chest or something.
Yeah, but he probably could have searched the cocoons then.
Yeah, because he's just wading in there and pulling bits apart and stuff.
And there wasn't an option to find, you know, items or that, so...
Yeah.
It was either a dead body, a zombie, or a spider, I think. Is that right? No, a survivor. A survivor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on hindsight, he probably could have searched the cocoons, but I don't think that's what let us down. I think it was just that terrible luck of having that last card.
Yeah, and although it doesn't say Vinny the Vulture cannot set fire to things, I'm not sure from a realistic point of view if he can. You'd imagine that would be built into the character. Like, okay, look, it's a bird.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It can't do any quantity surveying or, you know, plumbing or anything. He's got talons.
I've noticed as well, like, again, I've said to you before, I'm not very experienced using the D20s, but
yeah,
they can throw you a few curveballs. Eh? Like, you go into combat with a lot of modifiers in your favour and you can still get your arse handed to you.
Yeah, you roll a 4 against an 18 and that's it.
And which happened to us a few times, yeah.
So yeah, we were lucky. I was lucky for my companions to survive. They were both down to like less than half health.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the previous survivor waded in thinking that the other two companions were going to give him enough bonuses to deal an easy kill, but nope, he got gumped out the game by a random zombie.
Yeah, I mean, there was a few of those, and again, like the event card where the sun went away, I think it, because our rangers both have the crossbows, so a range was cut from 24 to 10 inches, and the shooting attacks were then at -1, I think. And bearing in mind, my ranger had already been poisoned, he was already down to 1 activation. One of those activations, if you're using your crossbow, you need to reload the thing. So he basically became, like, yeah, there was just no point in using it. So any time he was getting into fights, it was hand-to-hand, which he's not poor at. It was just that he became very limited. I think once your rangers are limited in that way, it could make it tough. Again, we're not fighting particularly challenging opponents here. The poison thing was a bit annoying, obviously, but...
Yeah.
I think it's a learning curve as well. After these two missions, you start to think about how you might want to play it and where you might want to put your guys. You know, it's tempting just to, like, let's just move forward.
Gung-ho.
See what happens, but...
But yeah, I think it's important for a scenario like this, with that poison, to have the rangers not engaged up front necessarily, to begin with at least, and have your more expendable guys up front, I guess, because you really don't want the rangers to get poisoned. Mushroom Man got poisoned, but so what?
It's useless anyway. Although he did kill somebody, didn't
he? Yeah,
he did. Killed a spider. But yeah, I mean, range against the spiders, range weapons, range attacks are key, I think. You don't want to get anyone poisoned ultimately, because you're losing activations. So we killed 8 spiders. We killed 4 zombies. We searched all of the cocoons. There was 5 cocoons on the table, wasn't there?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. You took a picture. Have a look.
On. There was 5 cocoons. So this is the listeners getting this in real time. yeah, so this is a shocker. So there were 5 cocoons.
And we definitely got them all.
Yeah, we got them all. So you get 4 points for each cocoon.
We're up to 101 then.
Yeah. So we do level up.
Happy days.
Yeah, we level up and we have 1 point to spare.
Nice.
Going into the next one. So that's good. That's good. That's nice to find that. I just sloppy note taken by me. I'd only noted down 4 of the cocoons, but yeah, we've searched all 5 of them. We burnt the 4 nests, but unfortunately we got dealt a 5th nest that we could do nothing about. That deprived us of 8 points. And like I say, 2 survivors found and kept alive as well, kept out of trouble. One of them, portly little guy, probably like some sort of tavern landlord, innkeeper, guy with a beer belly.
Yeah.
And he's got a sword and he looks like he could maybe handle himself, but maybe not in a conflict of this scale. More like, you know, chucking the drunk guy who's now dead out the door at past midnight. The other guy, like you were saying, Gordon Ramsay, got a little chef's hat and ladle. So fair play to them, they stayed alive. A bit more useful than Finny the Vulture as well. So
certainly in this scenario, yeah.
Yeah, so next game that we get together, it's going to be Mission 2, The Beacon Tower. Do you want to have a wee read of the blurb there, Robert?
Yeah.
Seeing as you're handy at that.
So there's 2 scenarios, well, for Mission 1 at least. And now we're on to Mission 2.
Yeah, we've done the 2 scenarios in Mission 1, yeah.
Excellent.
The Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Dr. Spork's 3D Terrain. From retro greenskin outposts to elven fortresses and obelisks, this is hands down the best nostalgic scenery you'll find out there, and all at stupidly reasonable prices. Check it out for yourself by heading over to bedroombattlefields.com/spork, that's S-P-O-R-K, and turn your tabletop into a scene from White Dwarf circa 1994. Andy Chambers not included.
Only hours after you arrived back from destroying the nest of spiders, you received a message from your commanding officer. Contact has been lost with the beacon tower of Tor Vardin, and it is presumed to have been overrun. You are commanded to round up what men you can and proceed with all swiftness to Tor Vardin to ascertain the truth. If the tower has fallen, learn what enemy forces now occupy it, and harass or eliminate them as opportunity presents.
Cool, so yeah, when we've come to play that as well, some of the miniatures we're going to be needing on this mission. Gnoll fighters, gnoll archers and gnoll sergeants. Like a gnoll, kind of dog-like beastman type guy.
Yeah.
Gnoll shaman, flesh golem, shadow knight, vulture. So Vinny's going to meet his nemesis, who potentially be a bit more useful than he is, and one man at arms. Presumably, if we find him, he's going to be on our side. So, I don't have any miniatures. I've got plenty of goblins and beastmen and stuff, so just proxy them.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Goblins with a hat on or something.
Proxy, and that's what we did today with your ranger, didn't we? Because he's got a magic bolt attack, but it's really just a pistol. Like, none of these guys look particularly magical. And that miniature's holding like a wee pistol, so I figured, let's say the magic bolt is just the one shot that he gets with this thing, because it's so primitive. And he did kill a spider? He did.
He killed
a spider through a window of one of the ruins.
Yeah, but it's one of those musket-type affairs, so he couldn't reload it for the rest of the scenario.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, so now that we discovered that we did remove that extra or search that extra cocoon, that takes us over the 100 points needed to move up to level 2. So when we move up to level 2, we'll be allowed to improve stats.
Fabulous.
That says the ranger increases one of the following stats by +1 up to the maximum shown in brackets. Move 7, fight +5, shoot +5, will +8, health 22. What are we sitting at the moment? So My guy is move 6, fight 3, shoot 2, armour 10, will 5, health 18. Is your sheet there?
Yeah.
Are you pretty much the same as me? I think you are.
I think we're identical.
Yeah. I finished on health 13 on this game. You finished on health 12.
12, yeah. Third of it away. To me, I think increasing our shoot 3, fight 3, I still think, you know, shooting things from a distance before they engage is the way to go.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go up to shoot 3, yeah.
Because even if you're, let's say, +4 to fight, and they're plus zero, you've still only got a 20% chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
Which means they've got, they've still got a fairly good chance of actually killing you.
Yeah, aye.
Or doing you a lot of damage. And then, along with whatever the next lot of baddies do, if they do anything that's debilitating on after a melee attack like this time, that again makes me think we need to protect. It's like chess, you know, the king, well, the queen, let's say, all powerful, but you really, really, really want to protect them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that reason, as Sir Alan Sugar might say, I'm going to put my shoot up to 3.
Yeah, I did the same. So, yeah, we're now level 2. We have 1 experience point left over. And, yeah, move 6, fight 3, shoot 3, armour 10, will 5, health 18.
Not bad. And is that us then in terms of levelling up? Or do we gain 10 recruitment points?
Where does it say that?
Oh, no, is that... No, that's just on certain levels.
Aye, so that's 3.
So, next so level.
All our companions as well, they gain 2 points. They're still a bit of a way off, because that'll be them all on...
Ah, okay.
Apart from Vincent, he didn't get any points last time, because he was removed.
Yeah. So...
So, yeah, they go up to 4.
What do they get then?
They get two points.
Right. And they're on 4. And what do we need? Do we need them to have 10 in order to get something?
Yeah, aye.
That's going to be ages before they get anything then.
Yeah. I suppose that makes sense, because suddenly you'd end up with an invincible gang.
Yeah.
So.
What? No, we didn't get any treasure.
Nah, there was no looting for treasure or anything like that this time around, was there?
And that's interesting that we had such a potentially debilitating effect on us.
Remember as well, we forgot to do... I say we, it was my fault, because I've got the book in front of me. So there was a couple of rolls we could have done at the start.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd forgot to do this at the start.
Oh, it was TN12.
Yeah, target number. So when we deployed, select one figure to make a track roll, target number 12. If successful, remove 1 giant spider from the table. But, you know, the amount of stuff that we killed brought us just over that. So yeah, that might have deprived us of a kill. The player should also pick 1 figure to make a survival roll of target number 12. If successful, 1 figure may be given 1 dose of Farlight Leaf.
Mm.
What would the Farlight Leaf have done?
Hallucinogen.
Just drugs. Like, it didn't contribute to the party in any way. It was just loads of fun.
It's actually a hindrance.
Farlight Leaf, the user receives +1 shoot, but -1 fight and -1 will. So it's basically just a big ecstasy tablet.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. Bit of base speed.
Yeah.
So there we go. Closing thoughts, Robert? A fine victory. Blood on your hands.
I think we got it quite easy in the last fight, and this time around it was a bit more... The roles went in their favour often enough to make me think this is more precarious than we think.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the lack of ability to heal or remove undesirable effects, it makes you think, right, I've got to be careful here. This is... It reminds me of computer games in the 80s on the Commodore 64. Like, nowadays, if you die, you go back to the last autosave, which was 30 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
But in those days, you were going all the way through the game. It might take you hours. You've got 3 lives. Once they're up, that's it. You're back at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm feeling like the more we develop the strategy, which you touched on before, but now that we've got a feel for it, it's time to really kind of narrow down what our game plan is going to be. Like, even there was one part where we thought we'd cleared everything and I split my forces a little bit. I made my ranger go one way and 2 companions go another way, and then there was a random roll and suddenly there was 2 giant spiders appeared.
Yeah.
Where my companions were. And I'm thinking, yeah, I kind of made that happen by tempting the gods.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, my ranger was able to crack off against one and Gunter stood tall against the other. So that was fine.
You mentioned the Commodore 64. We could go to the Mega Drive and it'd be like the end of Golden Axe, where just all the baddies are spilling out onto the table.
So, yeah.
There's the giant for the first level, kicking you and laughing.
Yeah, but no little guys with sacks to batter for health potions.
Yeah, this is true. This
so,
is true.
Is that right then? There's no real healing except if you're lucky enough to find something.
Yeah, and I think your health and stuff is resetting for the next one. So, like, even though we're down on our health a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, if the listener is more experienced with this game than we are as well, and you think yous are doing something wrong, like just tell us, like it's fine.
Politely,
we don't mind admitting that we get loads of things wrong.
Well, I think that's clear, right? I mean, we'd be terribly upset every time, considering.
Yeah.
But this is how you learn.
Yeah.
And it's been great fun, I have to say. I really enjoyed that because it was especially, you know, that little bit of an extra challenge this time around. Partly with the poison and partly because the rolls went against us, it really kind of focuses the mind a bit and think, right, okay, I'm not going to let anyone die. Okay, he died, but nobody else.
Aye, and that clock running down by the deck, the events deck.
I forgot about that.
You're running out of time, you've still got Ness to deal with, so you have to kind of plan, you know, if I go here, then I can't also go there.
Action so, economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I forgot that we only have a certain amount of turns, I suddenly thought, I thought I could take my sweet time with the nests at the back of the map, and then suddenly it was like,
have a wee cup of tea and a sandwich. And
yeah, and then suddenly it was a case of, right, no, you go there, he goes there, and hopefully there won't be any giant spiders and in the world and stuff. So yeah, there's a few factors that we kind of either didn't know about or forgot that really made it interesting. And even if you think, oh, this is swell, this is going smoothly, you've still got the clock to fight.
Thanks very much for listening to this episode of the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. On the next one, Joe McCulloch, the creator of the very game we've just discussed, is back on to talk about things like creativity, inspiration, and gnolls. Be sure to subscribe to the show on your listening app of choice so that you get that one delivered to you the minute it drops. Remember, you can also see pictures of our game by going to bedroombattlefields.com/spiders, and be sure to check out bedroombattlefields.com/worst Patreon ever too. We're making $1 a month at the moment, and I reckon we could get it up to $2 by the end of the year. What do you think? Alright, maybe $1.50 then? $1.20? Fair enough then, we'll keep it at $1. I'll see you on the next episode.